Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Connor. How may I help you?
Yes, Karna. My name is Debbie Thompson. I don't know if I had did a sweet. Is this? Let me just be sure if I'm talking with the right person. Extraordinary. And what company is this?
So you've actually reached the third party call center, and we house over 400 companies. If you provide me with your zip code, I can look your information up.
Okay, 30901.
30901.
Yes.
And first and last name, one more time.
Debbie Florence.
Yes, ma'am, Mrs. Florence. Mrs. Florence, would you please provide us with your shipping address?
611 Aiken Street, Augusta, Georgia.
Thank you. We were able to locate an account. How can we assist you today?
I was looking at my checking account and I noticed that you guys somebody took out $67.32. I never authorized. I was only paying for something that I had won or something, and I was only supposed to be paying for the shipping. So I misunderstood all of that when I even looked at that. And my account, you guys took $67.32 out. So I don't, it wasn't really brief of what was, what was considered or I was doing, and I didn't think, because it said a sweepstake. It didn't, or winning or something.
Totally understandable. Yes, ma'am.
So I was trying to find out what am I paying for what am I why was my card charged for $67.32?
Yes, ma'am. So, based on the account information, it appears that, well, let's start here. On November 20th, 2022, at 11:20 p.m., you went forth to receive a cruset and an exclusive offer. Now, that was for $7.95. Considering that you did receive that in an exclusive offer and you did not call within the trial period to cancel, you were automatically enrolled into a membership program. And the membership,
What
yes,
I
ma'am.
read. I mean, so that's very misleading. And I do not want that. And I want my I want to cancel the everything because I never said that I wanted to participate in that. Only thing I was but and it never told me that I needed to call anything. So that is where you got that website is very misleading. And I do not I'm not interested because that's almost like a scam. Because what happens is I can dispute the payment. And this because that's falsifying information that because nobody explained that to me. It didn't say anything on there about I was saying on that situation on that website that I had to cancel anything. It didn't tell me that. It said only thing I was paying was for shipping, which was they didn't even give me a price with that. So yeah, that's very misleading, and I don't want to be involved, and I would rather not be participating in that. I would love to have my $67 put back in my account.
Hey, Ms. Florence, we can definitely go forth with the cancellation of the account at your request here. Now, in terms of the refund, we can go forth with 35% of that refund on today.
I'll deal with my bank. I'll deal with my bank because that is very misleading. Because no one said anything to me about I'll let my bank handle it. I'll let my bank handle it. If I cannot get my full refund back from you guys and reverse that whole transaction, I'll get my bank to do it. Because that is very misleading. I have nothing saying that I needed to cancel anything. Or anything like that. So no, I'll let my bank take care of it. I'll let my bank take care of it. because that's very misleading. I wouldn't have never done that. I wouldn't have never done that, and I didn't see where I read. I did not see that I needed to count for anything, or was I subscribing for anything. I'm just hearing this today from you. And it's not about you. Obviously, y'all company doing some real foul, shady stuff to people. And that's probably why I can't get through the line, because this can happen to just not just me, somebody else as well. So I don't know. I don't know what you guys are going to do, but I'm going to get my money back. Whether I get it back from my bank and they dispute it, guess what? It's going to get disputed, and I'm going to get all my money back. So I don't know what you guys are going to do. But, yeah.
Mrs. Florence, no worries at all. If you would just allow me to go forward with the actions at your request, would you like for me to also see if there's other things that I can do to further this along?
No. I like I said, if I can't get a reverse on my account, guess what? I'll go through, because I'm really, really upset, because it's not you. Don't take this personal. I'm a single mother. I have a high school graduate. I don't have money to give people. I saw that was the winning set, and all I had to do was pay the shipping. That is not anything. And then I came around, y'all took more than what was offered, because I didn't cancel what subscribe. I didn't know I was subscribing for anything. Because that ain't what it said when I applied. But I've learned that people try to get you all kind of ways, but I'm a single parent. I don't have extra money to give away. And I'm finna be a grandma. And my daughter's a senior in high school. I have dues to pay for this morning that you guys snatch money out of my account that I can't even do, because the bank won't process, give me my money back, or help me default this issue until this stuff processes through. I have a meeting at my daughter's school in the next hour or so.
Mrs. Florence, just allow me to do what I can on your end, okay? Just one moment, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. One moment. Mrs. Florence.
Yes.
I sent a message to upper management on your request. They went forth with approval. Would that be okay with you on today for the 6732?
The 60, yes. Yes, sir. 6732, yes.
One moment here while we go ahead and process it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Mrs. Florence, we went forth with the refund here. If you would allow your banking institution 3 to 5 business days to receive the funds, we greatly appreciate that.
Yes, and I do apologize, and I know it's Monday where I am. I don't know exactly where you are, but I apologize. It's just been really, really hard for me. And when I saw that just kind of devastated me, because that is not what I would have never set myself up for something like that in the situation that I am in. So I apologize, extremely apologize to you. Doesn't have anything personal with you know. So I apologize for if I was a little outraged this morning. I do apologize.
Mrs. Florence, no apologies necessary. That's all I understand. Also, would you like a confirmation number of the cancellation of the account?
Yes, please.
Let me know when you're ready.
All right. I'm ready.
It's going to be C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
262. 828 141.
Mhm. Okay, thank you.
With that being said, if that is all, Mrs. Florence, thank you for contacting customer support. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.